Hi, this is the third part of Jenkins interview questions. This podcast covers most important Jenkins questions and answers that can help you crack your next Java interview. Question 41, how to run automated tests on Jenkins? Answer, one can run automated tests by using tools like Maven or Selenium. It enables developers to schedule the test runs, thereby, Jenkins provides the test results and sends reports to the developers. Question 42, what do you understand by Kubernetes? Answer, Kubernetes refers to a container orchestration tool. It helps to create multiple container instances to attain more fault tolerance. One can also use the Kubernetes deploy plugin with Jenkins for continuous deployment. Question 43, what are the requirements for using Jenkins? Answer, to use Jenkins, you need the following. Number 1. A source code repository accessible like a Git repository. Number 2. And a working build script, like a Maven script, checked into the repository. Question 44, how to move or copy Jenkins from one server to another? Answer. Follow these simple steps to move or copy Jenkins from one server to another. Step 1. Firstly, you need to copy the related job directory and slide the job from one Jenkins installation to the other. Step 2. Create the copy of an existing job by making a clone of the job directory using a different name. Last in step 3 is rename the existing or current job by renaming the directory. Question 45. What is the procedure of deploying a custom build of a core plugin? Answer. To deploy a custom build of a core plugin, you need to follow these steps. Step 1. Stop Jenkins. Step 2. Copy the custom HBI to $Jenkins_home/plugins. Step 3. Delete previously expanded plugin directory. Step 4. Create an empty file called .hbi.pinned. Last in step 5 is start Jenkins. Question 46. What are the two main components that Jenkins is integrated with? Answer, Jenkins is integrated with the following two main components. First one is version control systems, Git and SVN. And second one is build tools such as Maven. Question 47. Define continuous integration in Jenkins? Answer, continuous integration refers to continuous checking of the developer's code into the version control system. It automates the build to check and identify bugs in the written code. Continuous integration, CI, includes the following. 1. Unit testing. 2. Code labeling. 3. Functional testing. 4. Database integration. 5. Production deployment. 6. Development and compilation. 7. Generating and analyzing reports. Question 48. What is the relation between Jenkins and Hudson? Answer. Jenkins implies the continuation of Hudson's open source project under the original creator towards an open source future. Hudson is under the Oracle's wing, with more structure around it. Question 49. How to ensure that your project builds don't break in Jenkins? Answer, follow these steps to ensure your project builds do not break in Jenkins. Step 1. First, perform successful and clean installation of Jenkins on your local machine or system with all the unit tests. Step 2. Now check all your code changes. Last in step 3 is synchronize with the repository to ensure the required config and POM changes and any difference is checked into the repository. Question 50. Which commands are used to start Jenkins manually? Answer, to start Jenkins manually, follow the below commands. Number 1. Click on the Jenkins.exe start to start Jenkins. Number 2. Click on Jenkins.exe stop to stop Jenkins. Last in number 3 is click on Jenkins.exe restart to restart Jenkins. Question 51. What does the CI/CD pipeline stand for? Answer, the CI/CD pipeline is a suite of plugins supporting integration and implementation of continuous delivery pipelines in Jenkins. It comprises of build, tests, deploys, and release pipelines. the pipeline saves adequate time and error in maintaining the builds. It is a group of build jobs integrated and chained in sequence. Question 52. What is a Jenkins file? Answer: Jenkins file refers to a text file with a definition of a Jenkins pipeline checked into the source control repository. It enables code iteration and review of the pipeline and also permits an audit trail for the pipeline. Question 53. Why use Jenkins with Selenium? Answer: When you use Jenkins with Selenium, it allows testing whenever there are any changes in the software or environment. By integrating the Selenium test suite with Jenkins, the testing part is also automated as a part of the build process. Question 54. Mention some default environmental variables in Jenkins? Answer: There are various variables available in Jenkins by default. Some are named below. Number 1. $node_name. Number 2. $job_name. Number 3. $workspace. Number 4. $job_URL. And number 5 is $build_URL. Question 55. What are some key aspects of the Jenkins pipeline? Answer: Some of the critical aspects of the Jenkins pipeline are as follows. First, pipeline. The pipeline's code plays an essential role in defining an entire build process, including testing, building, and delivering applications. Second, node, a machine as part of the Jenkins environment capable of executing the pipeline. Third, an individual task that communicates to Jenkins about what to do at a specific time. And fourth one is stage. It defines a distinct subset of tasks, conceptually unique and performed through a pipeline: build, test, deploy. Question 56. What are the three security mechanisms? Answer: The following are the three mechanisms. Number 1. Jenkins deploys an internal database to store credentials and user data. Number 2. Jenkins can utilize an LDAP, Lightweight Directory Access Protocol, server to authenticate users. Last and number 3 is, we can configure Jenkins to employ an application server's authentication mechanism on which we deploy it. Question 57. What is POST in Jenkins? Answer: POST refers to a section that contains various additional steps that can execute after a pipeline's completion. The execution of all steps within a condition block depends on the pipeline's completion status. The condition block contains the following conditions: changed success, failure, always unstable, and aborted. Question 58. How to clone a Git repository via Jenkins? Answer: To clone a Git repository via Jenkins, log into the Jenkins system by entering your username and email ID, then execute the git configuration command, git config, and switch the directory. Question 59. Jenkins is built on which programming language? Answer: Jenkins is an open source server written in Java programming language. Being an extensible automation server, Jenkins can either be used as a simple CI server or turned into a continuous delivery hub for a project. Question 60. Why use pipelines in Jenkins? Answer: A pipeline is a plugin in Jenkins used for building the Jenkins pipeline. It aligns the pending tasks or stages one after the other in a pipeline format. Pipeline models a series of related tasks and helps the teams to edit, review, and iterate on the tasks. Jenkins pipelines are durable and can optionally stop to start the next task or wait for human approval. Being extensible, a pipeline can perform work in parallel and supports complex CD requirements. Thanks for listening to our podcast.